Those were the Dixie Dudes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the new Jack Benny Show in We're Working Twice.
So, what do you say, gang? Nice place, huh?
I'll say so, Jack. This Lake Lawn Resort is beautiful. What do you think, Phil?
Well, you got that right, Don. This place is amazing. Right here on Dolvin Lake? What do you think, Mary? Mary? Mary, where are you?
Here I am, bringing in the luggage. That's what I like about traveling with you guys. You're always the complete gentleman.
Why didn't you get a bellman to help you carry luggage?
Jack wouldn't spring for the tip.
Come on, Jack. You got us in this fancy resort and you make Mary carry the bags?
Well, there were only a few bags, you see. Now, why bother a bellman for such little work?
Right, Jack. Such little work. And what is wrong with you two guys?
All right. You wait here while I check us in. I want to make sure that all the arrangements are just like I made them.
Say, how did Jack ever land a place like this to do our show?
I don't know. This place is amazing. I want to get in a round of golf.
I might try one of these restaurants.
Well, for me, it's the spa. I want to do nothing before the show but relax while I'm getting a facial and a manicure. But I still don't understand how Jack got us in here to start with the 91.1 players from WGTD-FM HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Lake Geneva, and Elkhorn.
Nice plug, Mary.
Say, we got to pay the bills.
Where's Dennis?
Oh, he should be here any minute. His mother was driving him here. She was worried that Jack was going to make him hitchhike.
You know, I'd like to know more about the deal that Jack made to get us in here to start with the 91.1 players from WGTD-FM-HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Lake Geneva, and Elkhorn.
Nice plug, Phil.
Just following your example, Mary. Hey, here comes Jack.
Okay, gang, I have everyone's room keys, or cards, or whatever these things are. We all have rooms overlooking the lake.
Okay, Jack, fess up. Here we are at this fabulous Lake Lawn Resort, starring with the 91.1 players from WGTD-FM-HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Lake Geneva, and Elkhorn.
Oh, good. You're getting the plugs in. But aren't you forgetting another plug?
Oh, you mean the underwriting from Aaliyah, Dumay, Dunn, and McTernan, a law firm in Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Yes, that's the one. Right with that one about the 91.1 players from WGTD-FM-HD serving Kenosha, Racine, Lake Geneva, and Elkhorn.
Okay. Don't get me off the track, Jack. Just how the heck did you pull all of this off?
Yeah, Jack, you didn't make some kind of a crazy deal with the hotel, did you?
Me? Crazy deals?
Yeah, Jack, you. Crazy deals.
Well, you know, we're here to do a show.
Yeah.
And we have this wonderful group, the Dixie Dudes, as musical guests.
Yes.
And say, where's Dennis?
Now, his mother is driving him here.
His mother?
Yeah, she was afraid you were going to make him hitchhike here.
Hitchhike? Now, why would I do that?
Because you're cheap.
Now, cut that out.
All right, so just tell us about this deal that you made.
Well, it's really nothing. We just have to, help out around here. You know, help with the promotion. Yeah, that's it. Help with the promotion of the show.
Okay, Jack, come clean with us.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Mr. Benny.
Dennis, it's about time you got here. I was just giving everyone their room assignments.
Sorry, Mr. Benny. My mother just wanted to be safe on her drive here. She wasn't familiar with those roads.
Well, now, come on, Dennis. The resort is right on Wisconsin Highway 50. It's a major highway, not like it's some kind of back road or something.
Mr. Benny, I'm confused. The directions you gave us took us on a dirt road, through a woods, around a lake, along a river, through a dairy herd, and along the Delavan Lakeshore.
What? Jack, what kind of direction did you give Dennis?
I was just coming up with the most direct route possible. You know, to keep it simple for Dennis's mother.
Not sure it was simple, Mr. Benny, but it sure was fewer miles, like you said. You saved all sorts of mileage to pay us for.
Now that makes sense. Okay, Jack, time to come clean with the deal.
Now trust me, you'll love it. For instance, Don.
Yes?
Okay, Don, you get to talk up our show in the hotel bakery.
The bakery? Wow! Will I get to sample those sweet and tasty pastries?
I'm sure you will, Don.
Mr. Benny?
Yes, Phil. Phil, you'll love this. You get to help with the food and beverage director with the beverages. I know how much you like beverages.
Mr. Benny? You mean the bar? I'll say that's great.
Mr. Benny?
I knew you'd approve, Phil.
Mr. Benny?
And me, Jack? Where'd you put me?
Mr. Benny?
Mary, you'll be turning sheets.
Oh, you mean turning sheets for the orchestra? Wow.
Mr. Benny?
Oh, okay, Dennis. Dennis, what do you want?
Mr. Benny, what's my assignment?
Dennis, you get to work with the orchestra.
Oh, wow, that's great, Mr. Benny. But I thought I'd get to work with the 91.1 players from the WGTD-FM-HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Lake Geneva, and Elkhorn. You know, the ones with the underwriting from that Kenosha, Wisconsin law firm, Aaliyah, Dumay, Dunn, and McTernan.
Enough of the plugs
already.
Don, I think it's time for a little music.
So right you are, Jack. So let's hear from the Dixie Dudes. Where the Dixie Dudes. Aren't the Dixie Dudes great?
Yes, they are, Don. I'm so glad they were able to join us here at Lake Lawn. Say, we need to start our promotion work.
I, for one, can't wait to get started helping with those beverages, Jack.
Yes, I'll bet. Well, get over to the bar. They're waiting for you over there.
And what about me, Jack? Where's the orchestra set up for me to turn their sheets?
Oh, yes, the sheets. Well, they're not set up yet, but, you should go down to the basement. They're waiting for you to go down there.
The basement?
Yes, the basement.
Okay, the basement.
Now, Don, you should get to the bakery. They're waiting for you down there.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to taste all those pastries.
Just go down and get them, big boy. You've been hitting those all-you-can-eat buffets a little too much, like, from the looks of it.
When you only pay for one meal a day, Jack, I gotta make the most of it.
Just get down to the bakery. And Dennis.
Yes, Mr. Benny?
Dennis, you should report to the theater office.
Yes, Mr. Benny. Oh, I almost forgot, Mr. Benny. My mother wants to know when you're going to pay us.
Yeah, Jack. When are we getting paid for this gig?
Well, everyone gets their checks on the usual day.
We know when we get the checks, Jack, but when can we cash them?
Oh, we cash the checks?
Ha ha. Okay, now everyone get to where you're supposed to be.
Why, look, Ronald, it's Jack and the gang.
Who?
Oh, darling, you know Jack Benny from next door back in Beverly Hills.
Yes, you know Jack. Jack Benny, your next-door neighbor from back in Beverly Hills.
Oh, that's right, Jack. How wonderful to see you and the gang.
What brings you all out here to Delavan Lake?
Oh, we have a big show here to do at Lake Lawn.
Oh, you're working.
Oh, yes, yes. We brought the whole show out here to this wonderful resort. But what are you doing out here?
Oh, we come here all the time. We try and summer here as much as we can. We rent that delightful lake house they have here, so secluded and quiet.
Yes, it's right on the lake, nestled at the eagle edge of the woods. It reminds us of the halls of ivy.
For we love the halls of ivy that surround.
I thought we were stopping the plugs, Jack.
Plugs?
Never mind, Ronald.
Oh, I do have a message for you, Jack, from Rochester.
Great. That's all I need. What did Rochester have to say?
He asked us to pass on to you that Ed is almost done with the inventory.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Jack, who is Ed, and what is he inventorying?
Well, Ed is one of my most loyal employees.
Oh, he's loyal, all right. He's locked in the vault with Jack's money.
What, your vault?
Yeah, that vault beneath Jack's house. It's guarded by a moat, drawbridge, alligators, and all kinds of special alarms. And Ed, the CPA and guard, never sees the light of day. Ever.
Well, like I said, he's loyal. Speaking of which, some other employees need to get where they're supposed to be. And now.
And now we must get back to our wonderful lake house, so much like the
Halls of Ivy. Around us here today, and we will not forget, though we be far, far away.
Where is everyone? And where is Jack? I'm going to kill him.
Mary, there you are. I was looking for you all over the place. You would not believe what Jack put me up to do.
You? Wait till you hear what he had me doing.
Mary, Don, where is Jack? He's going to get a piece of my mind.
You too? What happened to you?
I got to the bar just like Jack told me to, and you know how much I like to taste beverages.
So we've heard.
So I get to the bar all ready to talk up the show we're going to be doing to the other tasters.
Right. Tasters.
Only I find out I wasn't there to talk up the show. I was there to haul ice from the ice maker to the bar and wash the glasses, not drink from them.
No, that's a new one for you, Phil. Washing glasses and not drinking from them.
Tell me about it, Mary.
Oh, that's nothing. Remember how Jack told me I was going to turn sheets? Oh, I turned sheets all right. Not the orchestra's music sheets. I was turning down the sheets in everyone's room. The orchestra wasn't even in that basement. It was housekeeping.
You think that's bad? Wait till...
Say, you guys. There you guys are. Boy, do I have a story to tell you.
You too?
Me too.
You know how I was supposed to promote our show down in the bakery?
Yeah, and you were going to be tasting all those wonderful pastries.
Well, you know me. Always willing to make sure food is properly prepared. But anyway, I get down there, and they were waiting for me, all right. I had to mix the batter for the cakes. I was covered in flour.
I thought I was going to sing with the orchestra, but instead I was in a box office selling tickets to the concert.
So where is this great deal maker?
Well, there he is.
Where?
I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you see him? Walking this way?
Where? Oh, no. Not the guy in the spa robe.
Oh, yes, sirree. That's Mr. Benny.
Well, hi, everyone. I feel so refreshed. How was everyone's afternoon?
Well, Jack, I'll tell you how my afternoon was, changing bed sheets and turning down beds for the night.
They had you turning down beds already?
You mean you didn't know about this?
Oh, I knew. It just seems early in the day. I mean, that's all. I guess Lake Lawn is more efficient than most hotels.
More efficient? I'll show you more efficient when I take a bed sheet and strangle you with it.
And I was breaking my back hauling ice to the bar and bent over a sink washing glasses.
And you had me mixing cake batter. I was choking on all that flour dust.
And I was stuck in a ticket booth selling tickets all afternoon.
While you're at the pool!
I wasn't at the pool.
Where were you in that robe?
I was at the spa.
At the spa?
Well, yes, we do have the show to do, and I needed a facial. I needed my face to look its best. After all, I am the star.
You'll have a face made for radio after I'm done with you.
Now, it couldn't have been that bad.
That bad? You've gone too far this time, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, Jackson, too far.
My mother isn't happy about this, Mr. Benny.
You called your mother already?
Yes, Mr. Benny. I took the money you gave us for phone calls, and I called her. But, Mr. Benny, phone calls cost a dime, and you only gave me a nickel.
Well, yes, a nickel for you to talk on the phone. If your mother wants to talk back, she can give you the other nickel.
Oh, for crying out loud, Jack.
Dixie dudes, save me, please.
Thank you.
Dixie Dudes. Weren't they wonderful, wonderful folks? Okay, I got to thinking that I do owe you all for helping me out here for at this wonderful resort.
Oh, no. Another deal.
This better be good, Jack.
Well, give me a chance. Here, I have something for everyone.
What are these envelopes for?
Well, they're to show my appreciation for everything you've done for the show.
More promotion assignments?
Just open them up.
Are these checks?
Wow, this can't be real.
This is really
thing for you you've done for us.
Look at this! A gift check to use at the spa!
My check is to use in the restaurant.
So is mine. I'll join you, Phil.
And I have a check to spend at the club listening to the orchestra. This is sure nice of you, Mr. Benny.
Well, you guys do so much to keep the show going, always pitching in. I thought you all deserved a little break.
And Jack?
Yes, Mary?
We're cashing these checks.
Have a great day, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the New Jack Benny Show, starring Gary Stamm as Jack Benny. Other stars were as Don Wilson, Siegfried Christoph, as Phil Harrison, Ronald Coleman, John Oleksii, as Mary Livingston, Vicky Dumay, as Dennis Day, Todd Eaves, and as Benita Coleman, Chris Brooks. A special thanks to our wonderful performers, the Dixie Dudes. Live special effects were created by Barb Tyler. Recorded sound effects were created by Steve Brown. Your sound engineer was Bob Newman. The New Jack Benny Show was directed by Steve Brown. Have a nice day.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, live right here from Lake Lawn Resort in beautiful Delavan on Delavan Lake, it's the Professor.
That's Chutzy. No one's using the clubhouse PC.
Oh, that's good, Bernice. I know we could have done this at my place, but there's no room for the three of us to huddle around the computer. There's more room here than at my desk.
And besides, there's always the clubhouse bar. That's right. I'll get the drinks. Mona, what are you up for?
Just a glass of Chardonnay for me.
Chutzy.
Oh, make mine scotch. Neat. If I'm going to look for someone on one of these cockamamie dating websites, I need hard liquor.
Oh, Chutzy, it'll be fun. Besides, you can't have Vivian May getting all the men.
Those aren't men. Those are teenagers. She's robbing a crib.
Not a crib, several cribs. Okay, Bernice, you get the drinks and I'll get Chutzy started. Okay, Chutzy, you sit in the middle and Bernice and I will sit on either side of you.
Here are your drinks.
Okay, what am I doing?
Open up a browser.
You mean like Internet Explorer? I never know which browser to use. Everyone uses Internet Explorer, but my Francine, she tells me that I should use Chrome. What kind of a name is that? I mean, Chrome? Sounds like something you should find in a car. Oh, and does my Cadillac have the Chrome? It would blind the other drivers. Not that it's dangerous. I mean, it's a Cadillac. There's nothing dangerous about a Cadillac. Besides, if you see anything that big coming your way, you need to get out of the way. I don't care how bright it is. So, Which browser should I use?
Just open up Explorer already, Chutzy.
Explorer it is. Now where?
Type in www.jdate.com.
J-Date?
Yeah, J-Date.
Just that? J-Date? That's all?
Well, yeah, with the www and the .com.
Okay. Okay, here we are. Welcome to J-Date, the premier Jewish singles community online. Connect with thousands of members in your area and around the world. Photos, email, chat, im, and more. What's im?
Instant messaging.
Well, what's that?
It's like texting.
Well, why would I want to do that with someone I don't even know?
I don't know. Maybe someone else would. Let's just get to the next screen.
Where?
Click on Browse for Free.
Browse for Free? Sounds like Vivian May.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't nothing wrong with a little fun. Okay, now you have to create your profile.
Well, what's that?
It's a description of you. Just answer the questions. You'll understand.
Okay. You are a man-seeking woman? Woman-seeking man? Man-seeking man? Woman-seeking woman? Now, what kind of a website is this? This isn't some kind of a porno site, is it?
No, it's not, Chutzy. Look at Jeffrey and Nate, God rest his soul. It takes all kinds.
True. I just wasn't expecting to see that on this site. I wonder if they asked that question on Christian Mingle.
Keep going, Chutzy.
Okay. Country. USA. Well, that's right. Zip code? Okay. What is your current relationship status? Widowed. Smoking habits? Non-smoker. Height? Do they really need to know that?
Just answer the questions, Chutzy.
Will they ask my weight?
I doubt it. Everyone lies about that. Just let's get through this.
Okay. Education level. Some college.
You went to college?
Oh, yeah. That's where I met my Abe. He was in pre-med. I was studying English.
Keep going, Chutzy.
Okay. What do you do? My, all these jobs, okay? Okay. Retired, I guess.
Irving, what are you doing here? I thought you were watching Fox News.
Oh, I was, but I want to see what else is on TV. Where's the TV guide?
The TV guide? We haven't had one of those in years.
How do I find out what's on TV?
Just click the button on the remote.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll have a drink.
No, you won't. Just go back to the condo and watch TV. Chutzy, Bernice, and I are busy.
With what?
Just go back home.
Okay.
I swear, Irving is just lost with Morty away.
Where did Estelle and Morty go?
Back to Brooklyn for the holidays. No. Chutzy, keep going. You'll never get a date at this rate.
Okay. Your religious background. Reformed. How often do you go to synagogue? Jeez, they get personal. Oh, I like this answer. We'll tell you later. I don't want some guy thinking I'm cooking matzo balls from scratch.
Or at all.
How many children do you have? Three or more. Do you want children? You mean have more?
Say it happened to Abraham's wife.
Now that was a miracle, and I don't need any miracles like that.
Ladies. What are you all huddled around the computer for?
It's the professor. We're just doing some online shopping. All kinds of sales going on, you know.
Back to school.
Yeah, that's it, Leland. Back to school sales.
Say, Bernice, did your classes start?
Not yet. They start this week coming up.
Well, if there's something I can help out with, just let me know. Not sure if Chaucer can help you with your iPad class, but... let me know all the same.
Good point, Leland. But maybe you could help with any papers I have to write. It's been a while since I've done any kind of writing other than sales proposals.
You bet. I'd be happy to. Just let me know.
Thanks.
Well, I'll let you ladies get back to your shopping.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Professor.
Bye. See you later.
Whew, this clubhouse is a busy place. Let's get back to this now.
Good idea.
Irving, now what do you want?
I'm hungry. Where are the potato chips?
You're not eating a whole bag of potato chips before dinner. We're going to the early bird tonight. If you're hungry, have one of those cheese snack sticks. That'll tide you over till I get done here.
What are you doing?
Never mind. Did you find something to watch on TV?
It's all the same. 500 channels of nothing.
Find a movie on Netflix. You like your movies?
I guess so.
That man is gonna drive me crazy. Anyway, let's get this done. I gotta get him to the early bird before I kill him. And Lord knows he's gotta get home to watch O'Reilly.
Okay, now they want my email. Okay. What's this? I'm supposed to pay for this.
Well, yeah, nothing's free, Chutzy.
Well, I am not looking for a gigolo.
And why not?
Well, I just don't see why this costs money. I mean, why should I pay to meet someone? I've never paid before. The man pays for the date, not me. Oh, I know. Kids these days are different, but I'm not a kid. This cow is not giving away any milk. And have you seen the price of milk? What is going on with prices at the grocery store? I go to the store and I need to spend more and more money. Of course, my husband, God rest their souls, always made sure that I had money. Of course, I never knew where Arnie got his money, but a wife doesn't ask questions as long as her husband does right by her. And, oh, Arnie always did right by me. That was when I lived in Dallas, oh, which is nothing but one big schwitz. Oh, the heat down there, oh, and that was nothing compared to the humidity.
Mona, when are we going to the restaurant?
Irving, we're going to leave in a half an hour. Go home and wait for me. And you're not wearing what you have on. Put on a decent pair of pants and a sports shirt instead of that shorts and polo shirt. And put on a decent pair of shoes. No flip-flops.
Why can't I wear this?
Because I said so. I'll be home soon. When I get there, I'll need to freshen up my makeup, and then we'll be going. So be ready.
Your makeup looks fine.
Okay, thanks. I'll be right home. Let me finish up with Chutzy.
Okay.
Let's get this done, Chutzy. You're going to have... Are you going ahead and paying or not?
I just don't see why I should have to pay.
Irving, now what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for Vivian May.
Oh, no. I'm the one who's sorry. Can I help you?
I was just looking for Vivian May.
She's at the mall.
Oh, okay. Well, I was in the area and I thought I'd surprise her.
I could give her a message.
Just tell her that Scott stopped by and I'll call her later.
Scott.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'll let her know you stopped by.
Well, thanks. Bye.
First it's Owen, now it's Scott. So, Chutzy, are you paying up for J-Date or not?
Where's my credit card?
And that was The Professor. Keep up with the gang at Boca del Rio Phase 3 next time on the WGTD Radio Theater. The stars of It's the Professor were Vicky Dumay, Kathy Zolke, Susan Lean, John Oleksy, Siegfried Christoph, and Todd Evans. This episode of It's the Professor was directed by Mike Ulstrup, and special sound effects were created by Barb Tyler. It's the Professor is written by Steve Brown and Mike Ulstrup. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha law firm of Aaliyah, Dumay, Dunn, and McTernan, Lake Lawn Resort, located in beautiful Delavan, Wisconsin, and also the Brown Oster Performing Arts Foundation. Be sure to join us on Saturday, October 19th, when the WGTD Radio Theater presents a special Halloween show from the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College for a heart-pounding readings and a lot of blood-curdling and bone-cracking drama. Then on November 16th, we will be back at Lake Lawn Resort for The Cane Shadow, starring Orson Welles. Orson Welles returns as the Cane Shadow to solve another murder while enjoying a sizzling steak and a great bottle of Cabernet right there at the Frontier Restaurant at Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. And then on December 14th, our holiday show for the WGTD Radio Theater, and we'll be once again back at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. For the WGTD Radio Theater, I'm your host, Steve Brown. Thank you so much for listening.
Just ahead of Classics by Request and news from NPR, the forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunny skies this afternoon, a high around 72, south winds around 10 miles an hour. Not as chilly tonight. Some rain shower is expected to move in, but they'll hold off until after midnight. An overnight low around 52. Then for tomorrow, rain, a 90% chance of it. Temperatures in the lower 60s. Looking ahead to the upcoming work week, sunny skies on Monday, temperatures holding in the mid-60s. For Tuesday, more sunshine, a little warmer, a high around 72. Then some rain chances enter the picture Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursday night. Right now, 65 in Kenosha, 64 in Lake Geneva. This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. It's 12:01.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. After 3 days of intense negotiations, Russia and the United States have reached an agreement on chemical weapons in Syria. Jessica Gallagher has more from Moscow.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced they've agreed on a framework for Syria to destroy all of its chemical weapons. Both sides are also seeking a U.N. Security Council resolution to authorize sanctions, but not include military action if President Bashar al-Assad's government fails to comply. Lavrov called the agreement a decision based on consensus, compromise, and professionalism. The Russian foreign minister added that there is nothing in the agreement about automatic sanctions. Talks between Moscow and Washington to secure Syria's chemical weapons are considered key to end the conflict in Syria. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Secretary Kerry says Syria must provide an account